Oh, God.
So guys,
Golden. Stunning.
all right, guys. You know, it's the new year, first podcast of the new year. As they say, new year, new me. So of course,
Okay.
we have brought the Kraken back. He is new. Here we go, James. James is turning 19 tomorrow as well. Everybody, happy birthday, James! James is turning 19.
Oh,
Everybody,
shoot.
actually,
19.
yeah, which means he's almost old
You know,
enough to.
JQ likes him barely legal.
God damn it. Cue the fucking music.
This one's
What's
going to be a
going on?
disaster. This is terrible. This is a terrible start.
Creation is beautiful. See what's happening this week with the pop culture.
Hello and welcome to Pop Culture Quintessentials or Cubed. We're going with the opening. I am Ruben Kiros. I am one third of Cubed, and I'm being joined by
Jacob Kiros, another third of cubed.
JQ, the last third of Cubed.
And we have our special guest that we've had annually. You all know and maybe love him. It is James Knowles, who has a
Guest
visual
starring
gag that none of
JDB.
you guys will see. So,
Yeah, let's go,
yay!
James. James has come to
James, James.
colonize the podcast once again for our valuable minerals and crops. If by the end of this, we'll probably all have smallpox, but it's okay. We're all hearts and minds together. So,
He needs to make sure the colony is up and running properly. So,
yeah, there we go.
there
Gotta protect my investment, you know.
we go.
God damn it. All
Good one.
right, just like last year, we're gonna just jump right into this. We're gonna do it by segment. We're gonna start with January, February. We're gonna go through the releases. We know we're in February, but we'll still go through January and discuss those movies anyway. But yeah, we're gonna go through each segment of the year. And then we're going to go around and say which one we're most excited for. So here we go. Starting off with what came out January 2nd, weird ass movie called The Plague. No idea what that is. I'm going to skip that.
I've never even heard of that
Moving
movie.
on.
Moving on. Is this thing on the Will Arnett movie Expanded on January 8th? That one has Laura Dern as well. Bradley Cooper's. Yep.
It was quite good. I'm probably gonna do a separate episode because I've watched five movies so far this year, and we haven't been able to do a podcast episode. So I'll probably do a solo episode. I will say, is this thing on? Pretty solid. Continue, Ruben.
January 9th had All That's Left of You, the chronology of water, and then these two you'll recognize: Greenland 2 Migration. 5 years after the
Wow.
original Greenland, I showed Jacob and James Greenland recently, and they loved it.
Masterpiece.
I'm guessing for different reasons.
Yeah.
That's a
And then
good point.
Primate also came out on the 9th, 16th of January. 28 years later, The Bone Temple, this really bad looking animated movie, Charlie the Wonder Dog,
With Owen Wilson,
Owen
baby.
Wilson, Dead Man's Wire, and then No Other Choice Expanded as well. Let's see. And then this past weekend, no, sorry, the 23rd, Klika H is for Hawk, Mercy, the Mercy movie,
That
which is
movie.
from the world. No, not War of the Worlds. The War of the Worlds producer who's been trying to make these Screen Life movies a thing. He made a new one.
Yeah,
He
he
directed
made
this
yeah.
one.
Yeah, it's great because he made this pro cop, pro AI, guilty until proven innocent movie during, I think, the best time to make a movie like that, you
Is the
know?
movie pro AI?
Absolutely, bro.
Haven't even watched it. Okay. Return to
I'm not going to. This has been
Return to
reviewing like
Silent Hill, which seems like it was awful since everyone's
I've
been at.
heard so many bad. I'm so tempted. I am so tempted. I can't do it. I can't bring myself to do it.
The Testament of Anne Lee expanded. And then this past weekend, okay, now I didn't misspeak. January 30th, Arceo or Arco? Arco, is that how you
Arco.
say it?
Arco
Arco
expanded, yeah.
expanded. Iron Lung, Markiplier's first movie, his directorial debut.
I'll be watching that. Yeah, next
He released that independently, by the way. No studios. Yeah. He just made deals with the movie theaters.
Markiplier Studios is the studio that put that out, by the way. I have looked I think he stars in it too.
He does. The movie cost $3 million to make. It's made almost $21 million worldwide.
Yeah. $18 million domestically.
So he made a profit. And since there's no distributor, Marky bringing all the bucks in.
Yeah, he's swimming in it, bro. $3 million and already like has like made seven times the money back. Fucking insane.
Shelter, which is this Jason Statham movie I've seen posters of at the movie theater. I have no idea what it's about.
I was like, what movie is this? And then I saw Jason Statham and I was like, next.
And then Sam Raimi's latest, Send Help. Which is essentially a new Nepo baby CEO ends up on an abandoned island with an employee he mistreats and insanity ensues.
And Ruben's on that one as well.
Yeah. All right, jump into February.
Ruben.
Ruben.
What about Melania by Brett Ratner? Israeli sex pest Brett Ratner.
Wow, this website completely did not list it, so good on them.
You know what? Good on them.
Honestly.
Good on them.
Good on them.
There's Anti-Semitism rears its ugly head once again.
They mentioned Clicka, by the way, which I don't know if you guys have seen trailers for that. It looks like dog shit, and it's an hour and 22 minutes long. There is no way in hell that Clicka is even like the slightest bit worth watching. Anyway, continue.
There's a random-ass Dracula movie coming out this week that I've never heard of. Solo Mio, which is Kevin James' new movie where he plays an English teacher who ends up going to Italy and falling in love with someone.
Ruben, and what studio brings us that, Ruben?
Go Angel ahead Studios.
Angel Studios, baby! He's gone!
Kevin James Angel Studio movie. I mean, I think that's my most anticipated. We don't even have to keep going.
This man is well past his days of masterpieces like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
Where did he go wrong?
Well, it all probably Pixels or probably Paul Blart Mall Cop.
No, Pixels was his peak, bro. I think that was like his best work.
Why? Because he played the president.
Yeah.
That's my president right there.
That's my president.
Whistle, which is another horror movie, and then The Strangers Chapter 3.
Oh my fucking god. Why do they stop trying to make The Strangers into a horror IP, bro? The first one didn't even do that well.
They filmed the entire trilogy all at once. They're just releasing it at this point. I am not kidding.
They're not making a return on these. I hope you know that.
All right.
They all reviewed horribly.
On the 13th, you got Goat. Sony Pictures Animation's latest movie is produced by Steph Curry. Stars Lucas from Stranger Things as the Goat.
Caleb McLaughlin, come on, put some respect on my boy's name.
Good Luck, Gore Verbinski's return also comes out that weekend. Good Luck, Have Fun, Don't Die. The trailers look pretty good
for
that
Gore?
He's the guy who did the Pirates of the Caribbean, Rango.
Thank you. Shit, okay. Wait a minute, Goated?
Yeah, that movie looks pretty fun. Wuthering Heights, which I feel like is everyone's most anticipated here.
What? Jacob Elordian?
Can we get James's sister on the podcast? I want Maddie to tear this one a new one. Honest to God. I guess I was not looking forward to Wuthering Heights because I'm really not a fan of Emerald Fennell as a filmmaker. And Maddie's not looking forward to it because apparently it breaks so many like canonical rules or whatnot.
Well, Jacob Elordi's character in the source material is, well, he's not white. Let's put it that way.
he's
whitewashing dark. In 2026.
Yeah, he's a person of color.
That's going to come back later when we talk about Nolan's new film.
All right. Monkey's Paw, baby! A soul for a soul. Fuck y'all.
All right. Quickly to go through the rest of these. On the 20th, you have The Second I Can Only Imagine, which I don't know how the hell they made that a sequel franchise. But here we go.
That's like the
Mercy Me. Mercy Me, yeah.
The Mercy. I forgot they made one movie.
He already made the first movie was about making. I can only imagine. How do you make a sequel to a song that doesn't have a sequel?
By making a sequel and then making a sequel.
Hold on,
You
I'm
get
trying
what
to
I'm
find
saying?
what the story is here.
You make a
Caleb
sequel
is
to the
going to be
song.
eaten good for about five
For like
years.
a week. Okay, after the breakout success of the song, I can only imagine Mercy Me's Bart Millard, featuring John Michael Finley returning again, is living the dream, sold out arenas, a devoted fan base, and a thriving career. But behind the spotlight, Bart's past threatens the family he's built, especially the fragile band with his son Sam, claimed by Sammy Dell. When hopeful newcomer Tim Timmons,
I
played
know
by
that guy.
Milo Ventimiglia, joins the band for their biggest tour yet. He unknowingly brings a renewed gratitude to Bart's life through their unlikely friendship. Bart soon discovers that Tim carries hardships and secrets of his own, forcing him to face his past and repair his relationships with Sam and his wife, Shannon, played by Sophie Skeleton, before fame costs what matters most to him. And then it just lists who
He's.
directed.
I really would have wished that this they would have just gone full alternate history. And it's like, as the leaders of Mercy Me continue their quest to convert the whole of America, Christ's second coming occurs. And we must now deal with the fact that Christ is not a white man or a man at all or a woman. He is just kind of an entity.
Oh
All
my
right.
goodness.
Then there's Psycho Killer, and then finally on the 27th, to speed it up, you have Epic Elvis Presley in Concert, which is basically concert footage of Elvis that Baz Luhrmann found when he was making the Elvis movie a couple years ago that he has put together as a movie, like
Good.
unseen footage of Elvis,
Oh shit.
and then Scream 7. So out of all of those from January and February, what's your most anticipated? Or if there's one I did not mention that you also want to highlight, something I missed because I only went through the wide releases. If there's anything you want to mention, I will leave the floor. Let's see. Let's start out with Jonathan.
Ah, yes. We had no prior discussion about this. No. I mean, out of all these movies, I've seen some of them already because I get again, we're a month into the year. I'll be
Oopsies.
I will once again I'll be talking about the ones that I have seen. But out of all of these, one that I'm actually really looking forward to is one that Ruben didn't mention, which is Nirvana, the band, the show, the movie. It's a very complicated premise. It's like this band that's like trying to like figure out how to play this venue, and there was and it was directed by the same guy that did Blackberry. Like this was a passion project. Like he made Blackberry in order to get enough street cred in to make this movie happen. So I'm kind of curious to see it.
Good for him.
I almost got to watch it at the Bell Court. They had a Q&A with the director present, but I was working an event that night. So now I'm just gonna have to settle for watching it in theaters regularly. And then other than that, probably Clicka. Yeah, probably Clicka. I think that's gonna be special.
Bastard,
I think that's gonna
bro.
be a
Oh
special
my
one.
God. Oh, he
Yeah.
stole Jacobs. He stole Jacobs.
No, that's not my
Names.
joke. There's nothing.
But Jacob, Clicka is about a Hispanic dude who's like, hey man, I've been
Okay,
working
let
hard in the
James
fields.
talk,
I've been
bro. I
working
don't
hard in
need to
the
hear
fields. I've been
your
working hard in the fields.
shit.
I've been working on the fields, and now I'm gonna be a reggaetonero. And in order to afford that, I need to get into drug dealing.
Dude, tell me what fields there are in California that he's working in, bro.
The strawberry fields, bro.
Strawberry field. Yeah, that's okay. That's cool.
There are
That's
actual
fair. That's
strawberry
fair.
fields.
That's
I'm
fair. That's
not
fair. That's
a
fair. That's a good Frank Ocean song too.
Yeah. James! Oh, I thought you were singing the Beatles one.
No.
James!
I one that did mention that I don't know much about at all, but I'm excited to see is a movie called Serrat. It's like a
Oh,
Spanish
that's di
adventure. It's
yeah.
been nominated for a few Oscars. I don't know much about it, but I've heard a lot of buzz since even before like the Oscars, and I'm excited to give that one a shot. One that JQ's already seen that I really want to see as well is No Other Choice by Park Chan-wook. I'm like
That one's good.
he's a really,
I
really
saw it
good
too.
director,
Yeah.
and I wanna give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing too much else is speaking to me out of this time period, I'm gonna be honest.
Totally fair. Jacob,
You're not feeling Clicka?
He's not feeling Clicka.
Well, I didn't feel the need to mention it since it's a given, you know.
Yeah, okay.
That's fair. Also, quick correction. Strawberry Swing is the Frank Ocean song. Strawberry Fields is the Beatles song. Anyway, okay. Let me get to my most anticipated from this like first two months of the year. I would say Iron Lung, Markiplier. I'm excited to see that. I've been following Markiplier for a long time. Obviously not recently as much, but like growing up watching him. And then
fun fact, Jacob almost got whistle,
the Aztec Whistle movie. I'm probably gonna watch that too.
I mean, well, let's like be, how many times do they get the Aztecs right in film, man? Like
2012 counts, right?
That's the Mayans, you racist fuck.
Set you up. I set you up.
Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. That's
it'll still be fun. What were you about to say, Jonathan?
The animated 1940s Peter Pan movie. Hollywood's great at this. What are you talking about?
Hollywood is
all right. And real quick for me, I really want to watch the new 28 Years Later. I hear a lot of good things, and I like the first one more than most people. And Ralph Fiennes is like one of the best working actors today, so I kind of want to see what he does with the role.
Agree.
And then the other one that's really interesting to me.
Solo Mio.
Shockingly, the Elvis Presley in concert movie. I just think, I don't know if it's going to be good, but the trailer they cut together for it that I saw before, I don't even remember what movie they played it before, but it looks really interesting, and it looks like it's going to give a complex portrayal of the Las Vegas years of Elvis, which was all this footage that had never surfaced. So...
which is insane.
Seeing Elvis in that point of his career, it's going to be interesting.
I might have to watch that movie just because I work in a music museum and we've got some Elvis stuff and I need to be able to make conversation with people.
You still haven't watched the Austin Butler Elvis, so have you?
I still have not, no.
You have to at some point.
Another one I really... this came out last year, but the movie Scarlet. It's an animated movie. It's an anime coming out. It's... oh my God, who made it? I think it's Mamoru Hosada, who's also worked on The Boy and the Beast, Mirai and Belle. And Mirai is one of my favorite anime films. So I really want to give this one a shot.
All right. Anyone want to mention anything else or should we move on to March? We good?
Move on to March. Yes.
March. Move. All right, March 6th, so first weekend, The Bride, which is Maggie Gyllenhaal's like take on The Bride of Frankenstein with Jesse Buckley and Christian Bale.
Day one! I don't care if it's a 30%. I'm there for
you. You got this movie called Protector with Mila Jovovich of Resident Evil fame. I haven't even seen a trailer, but I thought I mentioned it. It's a wide release. And then Pixar's Hoppers, which is... from the Wee Bear Bears creator, and it's kind of like a riff on Avatar, looks like.
I didn't know it was by the guys that did Wee Bear Bears.
Yeah, no, apparently it is.
That just shot up on my anticipated. I'm not gonna lie. Shut the fuck up!
On the 13th of March, you have this movie called Reminders of Him, and then you have Undertone, another horror movie. On the 20th of March, you got Forbidden Fruits, The Pout Pout Fish, which is another poster I've seen at movie theaters too much. The second Ready or Not, Here I Come. Project Hail Mary, which is my most anticipated of the year. I kind of gave that away, but it is. And then
no one's going to want to listen to the rest of the fucking podcast now.
It's over. Turn it off, folks. No,
turn it off. Wrap it up.
For listening.
Wrap it up.
Catch you next year.
on the 27th of March, which is the day before my birthday, baby, this movie called They Will Kill You comes out.
Who is this?
Great birthday omen.
Really. I know, right? I'm so excited.
Hey, Zazie Beetz is in it. Maybe it could be
Hell yeah.
Also worth mentioning, the new Peaky Blinders comes out in March in limited release and then on Netflix. Okay, going into April, the Mario Galaxy movie comes out Wednesday the 1st. The new Robert Pattinson Zendaya A24 movie, The Drama, comes out that Friday on the 3rd. On the 10th, you have In the Gray and You, Me, and Tuscany. The 17th, you have Lee Cronin's The Mummy, which apparently had terrible test screenings from what I've read online. It's apparently going to be an awful movie. And then also this movie called Normal. And then finally on the 24th, you have Michael finally coming out, and Over Your Dead Body also comes out that day.
Oh, there's a movie called Omaha coming out that day, boys.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's screened at Sundance.
Oh, that's on my watch list.
Really?
Yeah.
Who directed this? Cole Webley.
Cole Webley.
I watch it just because if it's set in Omaha, I'm watching that shit. Are you kidding me? Fuck it.
If they do a screening with the cast here, I'm going. I'll drag James along with me.
You don't even need to drag James. There's no
James. Need. James would go.
I mean, I would drag him just to cause him some discomfort.
All right, out of March and April, I will go first. Since I already mentioned it, Project Hail Mary, which is based on a book by Andy Weir, who also wrote The Martian, which is probably Ridley Scott's last great film, quite honestly. No, that's a lie. The Last Duel was really good. The Last Duel was really good. I forgot about that one. But no, it has the same screenwriter as The Martian. I think it's Drew Goddard, if I'm not mistaken.
Drew Goddard again?
Oh, Drew Goddard.
Is it pronounced Goddard? I don't know. I've
heard it both ways. And then in their return to live action after like 12 years is Lord and Miller directing this one. So I there's a lot of things that are exciting on in this one. It's a great book. If you haven't read the book, I highly recommend it. I highly recommend the audiobook version because there's an element I don't want to give away, but that really works especially well in an audiobook format. But yeah, it's an emotional story. It's heady and interesting sci-fi. It pulls at your heartstrings and it's hilarious. And it's made by two of my favorite directors currently. Well, at least the stuff they produce has been some of my favorite stuff recently.
Didn't they directed Spider-Verse, didn't they? Or did they produce that?
They just produced it.
Understand it, for all points and purposes, they directed it, but they didn't actually direct it.
Yeah, I've heard stuff like that too. But anyway, it's Lord and Miller. It's the same creative team as The Martian. It's a really great source material. I'm really excited for this movie. And the trailer slaps. And Ryan Gosling. Yeah. I haven't even mentioned Ryan Gosling.
I had never heard The Killers' Champagne Supernova. I'm not even going to lie. I hadn't heard that song. I'm not lying.
What?
I had never heard this. It's very good. And thank you to this movie for introducing me to that, because my God, I need to listen to more.
It's not The Killers. Oasis.
I mix those two guys up because of Mr. Brightside.
They're completely different, though.
Well, it's because Mr. Brightside and Wonderwall are both like songs that make the white people go crazy.
Oh, I get it.
James, as our white person, can you verify that?
I can.
He says yes. Anyway, Jacob, we'll have you go next. What's your most anticipated out of those 2 months?
I will say, yeah, same as you with the Project Hail Mary, and then the drama looks pretty good. I feel like that's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
And Michael, I'm just kind of curious how that'll end up. You know,
cautiously
optimistic.
I don't even want to say that. Let me just say, I want to say I am trepidatious. Let's just say I'm trepidatious just because of how much this one's been delayed in the production issues.
Yeah.
But I mean, Coleman Domingo always slaps. And then his nephew really does look like Michael Jackson. No, Jafar Jackson is his name.
Is Coleman Domingo playing Quincy Jones in this, or?
No, he's dead.
He's dead, yeah.
He's a patriarch. He's a patriarch.
Yeah.
I said it on the podcast. I thought Coleman was gonna win the Oscar for this, but then everything else has happened. So
yeah.
I have no idea if that's still gonna be.
Who's playing Quincy Jones in this movie?
You can look that up. Let's throw it to James. James, most anticipated out of those 2 months.
Who the fuck is Kendrick Sampson?
One that's has been mentioned much is a small little movie called Omaha, which I don't know much about. I think it was on like the film festival circuit last year.
It was, yeah.
But it looks interesting. It's got the John Magaro, which is like he's like the husband from Past Lives. So Really great actor.
Yeah.
Really
Underrated in
moves
that
up things, and
movie.
I'd like to see him in more. Yeah, it looks like a somewhat sad, devastating kind of movie that it's good to get a couple of those in every now and then, you know. And also repping what is clearly the greatest city on earth.
Yeah.
So
Well, a sad and devastating story set in Omaha. I mean, that's just like a day in the life.
oh, you got it.
It's
Yeah. I mean, beyond that, I'm like mildly excited for a couple of these other ones that you guys have mentioned, like Project Hail Mary, that looks interesting based on all the source material. The Bride looks interesting too. I like a lot of the people involved with that. I mean,
I'm
yeah,
really
that's
hoping
about
The
it.
Bride is good, man, because like I everyone involved in that I'm a fan of, but I don't know what Maggie's gonna be like as a director.
Is that your most anticipated JQ? Is it The Bride or no?
It might honestly be, ooh, I don't know. It might be The Bride. I mean, I'm looking forward to some. I mean, I'm also really looking forward to Project Hail Mary, dude. It looks like it's gonna be really good. I'll probably say I'm between like The Bride, Project Hail Mary, and then honestly, Hoppers maybe. Hoppers maybe. One last thing I want to say before we move on. That movie you mentioned reminders of him. It's based off of again fucking Colleen Hoover, who I don't know why she's getting so many movies made, but one of the
The new
actors,
Stephen King, baby.
Ruben, but Tyrique Withers is in it. And if you don't know who that is, that's the guy who played the main character in Him. So he is being pigeonholed into the pronoun of him when it
It's
comes
him
to
or
movies. He's
it's him
it.
from him.
Yeah, it's him. Him from Him is in Reminders of Him, bro. I really want to go to that movie and like halfway through just scream, "What the fuck does this have to do with football?" But I don't think the white women in the crowd will
If
appreciate that
you're all
joke.
ready to move on, I know which one the white women will appreciate.
Oh boy.
May 1st sees the release of The Devil Wears Prada 2, which is probably going to make like $700 million, if we're all
White
being
women
honest.
and gay black men everywhere. Let's fucking go.
Represent. You got this movie called Deepwater as well, Hokum, and then
Oh God.
Angel Studios releasing Andy Serkis's directed the awful looking butchering, pun intended, of Animal Farm.
Let's go.
One of my favorite
Why
comedies.
the fuck would you cast Seth Rogen as Snowball? Wait, is it Snowball? Fuck.
Didn't even know his Animal Farm
I read
anymore.
it
No.
like 2 years ago, all right? Give
He
me a
already knows
break.
that. That's crazy.
Bro didn't even read the book.
Shut the fuck up.
He read the spark
Napoleon.
notes.
Napoleon. I'm sorry. Snowball is the he's the rival.
He's
But
the rabbit from Secret Life of
I'm gonna
Pets.
beat the shit out of you. Hiring Seth Rogen as Napoleon is fucking insulting to that character. You need somebody with gravitas for that. You should have gotten fucking, what's his name? The guy who played Darkseid? You could have got Ralph Ennis. You could have
Ray
gotten
Porter,
Ray
Ray Porter.
Porter.
Yeah, I agree,
Anyone.
dude. Yeah,
Anyone.
I
After
think
reading the
it's like a
Cliff Notes,
perfect
man.
encapsulation of like people in Hollywood who are talented in very specific types of roles, doing things they shouldn't be doing. Like Seth Rogen has turned out to be a phenomenal producer, and I don't want to see him in anything again. And Andy Serkis, one of the most phenomenal actors working in Hollywood on just so many different levels, and he's vastly underappreciated. And I don't think he should ever step behind a camera ever again. His track record is horrendous and abysmal. And he's like,
Well, the
he doesn't have
second
time to
unit
prove it.
stuff he did on The Hobbit
He,
probably wasn't bad.
The Hobbit is his like most shining like example. The fucking Hobbit movies. I'm sorry.
Second unit. He even direct the things
Yeah,
himself. Second unit
exactly. It's
direct.
like he's
Also,
had more than enough chances to like prove himself, and he scuppered all of them.
making an animated comedy out of Animal Farm as we are actively falling into a fascist state is the most head ass decision I have ever fucking. I'm like baffled by this movie.
Feel it still, baby. in the trailer that killed me.
I need to watch it just so I can complain about it. That's the only reason.
But Joffin, ooh, they're rebels just for kicks, yeah.
Oh my God.
I like that. I like that.
God. I need everyone listening to this podcast and everyone participating in this podcast to actually read Animal Farm. That is that's a very important work. All right. I know George Orwell is not the greatest person, but is the stuff that he wrote very fucking important. Very fucking important. All right.
Okay. Moving on the 8th, James Cameron's directed Billie Eilish Hit Me Hard and Soft the Tour live in 3D comes out. Mortal Kombat 2 finally comes out, and then this weird ass movie written by Craig Mazin of The Last of Us and Chernobyl fame, The Sheep Detectives, which is a flock of CGI sheep trying to solve the murder of their shepherd,
played by Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, played by Hugh Jackman.
Wait, actually,
I'm not even lying.
I were not making this up.
Everything
that one's
everything you said is true.
and Bryan Cranston.
What the fuck?
Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Nicholas Cosenti, Molly Gordon, Hong Chow, Emma Thompson, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Bryan Cranston, Chris O'Dowd, Regina Hall, Patrick Stewart, Bella Ramsey, and then two other people I don't know. Like
Rhys Darby.
Rhys Darby? Who's that?
I think I know that name. I know that fucking name.
You don't know Rhys Darby? All
right. Steve, shut the fuck up. he was the main character in Our Flag Means Death. And I think he was part of I think he was one of the lead guys in Flight of the Conchords. That was Jermaine Clement's first like big comedy thing.
I haven't seen either of those.
Well, damn. Okay, never mind that.
All right. I'm going to list off. These are a bunch of smaller releases in May. On the 15th, you got Is God Is, Obsession, and Poetic License. I haven't heard of any of those, but those all come out on that weekend. Here we go. On the 22nd, another movie I haven't heard of, I Love Boosters. And then also a little-known movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu.
I was so cooked.
Aren't you guys excited for Dave Filoni to take over Lucasfilm?
Oh, my God. I am not excited at all.
There may have been a day where that – there may have been a time when that would have actually been exciting. But like
6 years ago, I would have been excited about that. But yeah, now?
No.
He just seems – he seems too reverent of the past. Like to a degree where
own shit way too much.
His stuff in Lucas's shit, right? Like everything Lucas did plus his stuff.
You know, he actually got his bottom two ribs removed so that he can
oh my god. Oh my god.
he had to get an extra two taken out because you know he's not working with that kind of.
He's a bit poorly. He's a bit poor. Yeah, and he didn't want to take his fedora up either, so he needed those other two.
He's got a built-in privacy screen, you know.
The second I saw what he did without Jon Favreau, which was the Book of Boba Fett, I wasn't interested in any of Dave Filoni's stuff. I did watch Mando season 3. I've skipped Ahsoka for now. I may go back to it, but that's the other thing, right? Like Mandalorian season 3, I don't think any of you guys watched it, but it's a clear step down from the first two seasons. So we're leading off that to the movie.
These two characters shouldn't still be together.
Ahsoka is like one of the most skippable things I've ever seen in my life. I wouldn't call it bad, but it's like astoundingly mid.
All right, and then finally on the 29th, I don't think I've heard of any of these, but I'll list them off real quick. The Breadwinner, Passenger, Pressure, Stop That Train, and then Tuner. All right, going into June, Animal Friends, which is an animated movie by, what studio is this? Sheesh.
I know it's by Peter Atencio.
Wait a minute. Didn't we talk about this movie last year? Was this supposed to come out last year?
This was supposed to come out. Yes, we talked about this already. I'm doing this.
Oh my god!
Bullshit, man.
two fugitive animals embark on an adventure across America while being pursued by an equally odd couple DEA agent and Fish and Wildlife Ranger with something to prove. Ryan Reynolds, Jason Momoa, Audrey Plaza, Diana Levy, and then Addison Rae, Eric Andre, Vince Vaughn. This sounds like an early 2000s movie with half this cast. I swear to God. Little Rel Howie.
We've talked about this already.
Yeah, move on. Yeah, we're moving on. We'll see if it even comes out this year. Masters of the Universe, which looks halfway decent, I will say.
Can you believe they gave He-Man pronouns?
The people unironically complaining about that.
Like, I saw.
Why are they making He-Man woke? He should just be man.
When I saw, oh my God, they gave He-Man pronouns, I did seriously consider suicide. I'm not even gonna. I was like, I can't. I'm like, I'm done. I cannot put up with these people anymore.
Jonathan, stop. On the 5th, also Power Ballad comes out. Then the 12th, Disclosure Day, which is Steven Spielberg's new movie with Josh O'Connell, and Emily Blunt. Scary Movie 6 comes out.
What a fucking double feature right there. Oh my God.
Scary Day. Can we make Scary Day a thing?
No.
Disclosure
Scary.
Movie 6.
Disclosure Movie 6.
On the 19th, Girls Like Girls comes out and Pixar's Toy Story 5.
Another amazing double feature.
And then the 26 also has a wild ass double feature. You have Jackass 5. And Supergirl.
This is the month of the
Brad's 5 day.
This is the month of the double features, my guy.
Brad's 5 day.
Super.
Okay, July 1st, Minions 3.
Fuck.
I did not misspeak. And then on the 3rd, you have Shiver. And Angel Studios is Young Washington for the 250th anniversary of America.
Okay, hold on. Can I interject really quickly?
Yeah, go for it.
Why are there so many Angel Studios movies? Like, am I going crazy?
Well,
James!
They seemed like a movie every other year.
Well, James, where do you think the $50 million to Israel is going?
To Angel Studios.
Angel Studios.
James, to answer your question, call it laundering or not, but their movies technically have been making money.
It's because American Christians are brainwashed to all hell.
And Angel Studios has also become a studio that acquires films now. Like Animal Farm was originally made by a bigger studio that said, "This is shit. I don't want it anymore. Someone take it off our hands."
Oh my God. Wait. I can't.
Oh yeah, what's up?
Shouldn't we do May and June?
Well, no, we're doing the summer. We're doing the summer run.
We're doing the summer run.
Yeah.
And then Moana live action.
Oh my fucking
on God. July 10th. On the 17th, you have this movie called Cut Off, and then Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey comes out. On the 24th of July, you have the new Evil Dead, Evil Dead Burn.
Yeah.
And then finally, on July 31st, the new Spider-Man Brand New Day, directed by Destin Daniel Cretton, also has John Bernthal, Mark Ruffalo, and Sadie Sink in some mystery role.
I didn't know that came out this year.
Yeah,
it does. They filmed it completely. Yeah,
I'm so behind on like shit that's happening on the Marvel side of just life at this point. Like
Jacob, let's start out with you this time. Out of those three summer months, May through July, what's your most anticipated?
And don't say Animal Farm.
Like actually is probably like Spider-Man.
Yeah,
it's probably what?
Spider-Man.
Really? Like
Spider-Man and then Billie Eilish. That seems like a fun movie to watch as well. And I don't know if there's all the other ones seem
Jacob,
kind of
the
just...
Odyssey is coming out.
Oh, the Odyssey's coming out. Oh shit. Wait, hold on.
It's still Spider-Man.
When is that?
It's still Spider-Man for me. It's July 17th.
I'm kind of iffy about Odyssey. I don't know, man. We'll see.
Everyone's like hyped about the Odyssey because he's coming off Oppenheimer, and I feel like that's just laying groundwork for disappointment because it's almost impossible he's going to match the level of Oppenheimer.
I don't know. The more I see from the Odyssey, the more I feel like we're going to get the not the Christopher Nolan that made Oppenheimer, but the Christopher Nolan that made Tenet.
It doesn't look like that. I'd say maybe look that bad, but the Chris Nolan that made Dunkirk, maybe.
Yeah,
which Dunkirk's really good still, but I'll like see. It's not the Odyssey.
Oppenheimer. I feel like something like the Odyssey needs like a fantastical flair to it. And the more I think about it, the more I'm like, is Christopher Nolan really the right man for the job? Like, I'm still looking forward to it. I'll still be there watching it. But like,
no, maybe, I get what you're saying. Yeah,
I
go
was
ahead,
thinking
James.
About it. And like the only Chris Nolan movie that has like something like fantastical really are like, it's just sci-fi stuff. He's never done fantasy in any capacity at all.
No.
Like there's never any magic or anything like that. Or any of the creatures or anything. And when it's like sci-fi, it's usually like pretty like relatively hard sci-fi, you know? Like it's really just like The Prestige and like Inception.
Interstellar.
Well, Interstellar, I mean, kind of.
That's sci-fi.
Interstellar is sci-fi.
It's sci-fi, but like I'm talking about like it's like all like that's like such hard science. With like only like speculation added on top, that's kind of it. Like even because like in like The Prestige, it's like teleportation and cloning and stuff like that. And the Interstellar or Inception, it's like the dream machines, and it's still like much more like sci-fi concepts. Whereas like in Interstellar, it's like wormholes, which is like as scientific as technically sci-fi can get. You know?
Yeah. Okay, so Jacob, you're saying Spider-Man is your most anticipated?
Spider-Man, I didn't mention Supergirl or Superwoman, whatever it is.
Supergirl.
Supergirl? Okay, yeah. Yeah. But
I that's based off a really great, I haven't read it, but it's a really great comic run that everyone loves.
Woman of Tomorrow.
Thank you, Woman of Tomorrow. So I'm interested in seeing it. So me, I'm Spider-Man as well, and I'd probably also lump in... where is it? I lost track of it. Spielberg's. Day. Yeah, thank you. Spielberg's movie, Disclosure Day. It's going to be really interesting to see him dive back into sci-fi. I think it's been a while. I don't remember the last time he made sci-fi. Was it Minority Report? Was it all the way back to Minority Report? The last time.
I mean, do we count Ready Player One as sci-fi?
I mean, not really. I mean, I don't know. I
kind of would.
Kind of.
But true sci-fi Minority Report, I would say. I think is the last time he actually.
Yeah, but Spielberg's the GOAT. So anytime he makes a movie, I'm always going to be interested in seeing it. But there's a lot of great stuff this summer. I mean, say what you will about them making a fifth Toy Story. The concept they have picked for the fifth Toy Story, toys versus technology, is actually something that they can do something with.
Ruben, I really thought. When you're like, I thought you were going to say what you will about them making a third Minions. And I was going to have to kill you.
That's fair.
I don't even know what this third Minion, I don't think anyone knows what this third Minions movie is about. There's rumors. It's like based on the superhero Minions that they showed in the last Despicable Me.
Dude, no way.
The Mega Minion.
That's going to be so cool.
Wait a minute. I take it back.
Dude, wait, I'm a dress up as like a superhero to watch that movie. You know how they had like the people dress up in like suits to watch the last movie?
The Gentle Minions.
Yeah, the Gentle Minions. Now we're gonna have superhero costumes. We're gonna all wear our capes and we're gonna go walk in and we're gonna like fly through the screen.
All right. Jonathan.
You're having nobody too said much
fun.
Shit.
What was I supposed to say to that? What was I supposed to say to that?
The silence just was like, damn. It was not funny.
It was more like processing it, all right? Jeez.
Like, God damn.
I mean, out of this, probably Disclosure Day. You know, Spielberg kind of had like a... Not like as much of a slump as a director like Spielberg could have was what the decade of the 2010s was. Like they weren't bad movies, but they were just like, okay. But his last run, like West Side Story, The Fablemans, like I'm excited to see whether this is another banger or not. I'd say probably Disclosure Day and then Supergirl for sure. Again, I'm very trepidatious about the Odyssey. I'm kind of excited to see what that even looks like.
How's he
And
gonna
then
do the Cyclops without special effects? Is he just gonna use the Hobbit technology and just like film it really
he
like?
summoned a demon. He
I
summoned a
mean,
demon.
you could there's a brief shot of it in one of the trailers.
Oh, really? I
I
didn't
think
see it.
so, yeah. Either one of the ones they actually released or one of like the leaked ones, but yeah,
Yeah,
there's a very
no, they
brief shot
released
of it
it.
in
They
there.
released it. Yeah.
So
But yeah, Supergirl Disclosure Day, maybe Spider-Man. Marvel is another thing I'm very trepidatious about nowadays. Like,
Destin's gonna cook. I am really feeling it. Like
what
he
about
cooked
you?
with,
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
he cooked with the action in Shang-Chi.
What about
Sorry.
you, James?
Yep, go ahead.
I mean, I think a given is Animal Farm,
I'm gonna
and
kill you. I'm gonna kill you.
okay, sorry, yeah, Minions 3.
Fuck you! Kill this man!
okay,
Kill
no,
him!
Young
actually,
Washington, right?
To actually be serious, I think,
Which
like
Andy Serkis is
in
in
no
it.
particular order, it's kind of like a
Okay.
greatest hits of all the things you guys have been saying. Like I'm cautiously really excited for the Spider-Man movie because like I've already liked the Tom Holland Spider-Mans, but I like the direction they seem to be going in this one. All the behind the scenes footage looked really cool. I'm a little cautious about like some of the characters they seem to be including in this, like putting the Hulk in there seems weird, but I'm down if they do it right. And the
Yeah.
director, he's shown that he's really good with action. And then he recently did the Wonder Man series, which seems to be getting really good reviews. And
It's great.
especially it's on, like, it's very much like a character kind of study and like not much of an action show at all. I think that's really good news for to have that kind of character, kind of director attached to Spider-Man. So very cautiously excited. Another one I'm cautiously excited for as well is the Odyssey. Like I think it's Nolan. Like he can it could worst case scenario, it's like still kind of good,
Yeah.
and it can get to pretty far heights. I do think it's like I don't know. I think just the fact that he seems to be going like a little more like standard, like just I know it's a thing that people have been nitpicking on the internet, but I kind of agree. Like the whole thing with like the costumes just being very like basic, like sword and sandal, like uninspired, like kind of almost plasticky looking, which is really weird for a Nolan production. Like makes me a little nervous. And I don't know. Like, yeah, the fact that it's like a bunch of Boston white guys, not just white guys, but like Boston white guys playing all these characters. It's like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the end of the world. Because it shows that he's not the stuff with like Lupita Nyong'o as well shows that he's not like interested in like casting white guys specifically. I don't think it's racially motivated at all. I just think it's like
I think he's
you
this is
could be
like his
more immersive
I
for
mean,
sure,
yeah, it's
you
he's
know?
got a repertoire of actors. That's just the thing about Nolan. Nolan, like any director, is like, I've got the guys that I like to work with, and
Travis
these
Scott, baby.
fuck off. And these we're gonna keep working with them. But yeah. Man,
All right. Yep, go ahead. You gonna say something else? I was gonna jump at the
I can't
August.
wait for them to be like, you know, young Washington actually didn't want to own slaves.
It's true, it was forced.
Do you know what the trailer for this movie says? I
Who's
swear
the
to
real
God.
slave?
Help us buy tickets and help us make this the number one movie on America's 250th
The
anniversary.
fuck off. The fuck
Let's
you.
go!
It'll
Come
be
on,
really
bro.
funny when
Young
it loses to.
Washington. First came young Sheldon, now comes young Washington. Let's go.
I
Those
can't
are
wait for the Young Avengers
two
movie to come out later.
important historical figures in our history. Absolutely. Changed
Right.
everything.
We'll
Beautiful.
go August through October
It
now.
was never the same. It was never
All right,
the
August
same.
through October. August 7th, Once Upon a Time in a Cinema and Super Troopers Chris 3,
Oh,
third
fucking
Super Troopers.
God damn it.
August 14th sees another threequel, Paw Patrol 3, the Dino Movie,
Kill me.
and
There was like
Power.
Paw Patrol 2? When did Paw Patrol 2 come out?
When did the first one come out, bro?
First one came out 2022. It was like same year as Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Oh, 2023. Fuck.
Flower Veil 3 as well. August 21st, Mutiny, The Rivals of Osnia King, and Thread, An Insidious Tale, baby.
Oh my fucking God.
That's right. Insidious can never stay dead, JQ. It comes back. All right. August 28th, Cliffhanger, The Dog Stars, and finally coming out after Ketchup Entertainment got it, Coyote versus Acme. All right. Jumping into September, How to Rob a Bank and Spa Weekend open on the 4th. On the 11th, you have Sense and Sensibility, which they're adapting apparently. I hadn't heard about this. Georgia Oakley is doing that, looks like. And then you also have Clayface, another DC movie.
Clay and Sensibility, baby. Clay and Sensibility. Let's go.
Clay and Sensibility. Practical Magic 2 and Resident Evil, Zach Krager's Resident Evil, I should say, opened on the 18th of September. On the 25th, you got Charlie Harper, Forgotten Island. And I guess they're trying to pass Avatar. They're re-releasing Endgame at the end of September. October 2nd, Iñárritu's new movie, Digger, comes out with Tom Cruise. Veridity also comes out on the 2nd. Utter Mommy and The Social Reckoning, which is the sequel to The Social Network, comes out on the 9th of October.
Is that also by... No, it's by Aaron Sorkin. Okay.
Aaron Sorkin's directing it and writing. So he wrote the first one. David Fincher directed it. This time he's writing and directing.
Gotcha.
I'm skeptical about that one, quite honestly, for lots of reasons. On the 16th of October, you got Street Fighter coming out, and then Whale Fall. The 23rd of October, Remain, Wife and Dog, and Laika's latest movie, Wildwood, comes out on the
23rd. Oh, shit. That one looks good.
That one looks good. And on the 30th, you got another stop-motion movie, Shaun the Sheep, The Beast of Mossy Bottom.
Oh.
That's fun. My goat! My sheep!
My goat the sheep!
My goat the sheep, baby! Oh. Let's fucking go!
I'll start us off here. I think I got three to jump out to me here.
Probably the same three for all of us, almost certainly.
Probably not. So Coyote versus Acme is the first one, which probably was the same one. I'm really curious to see this one. Everyone was singing its praises when it was screening. And it was something that we were never meant to see. So, fuck you, Zaslav. I'm going to enjoy the Coyote, even if it doesn't make
money. I can't even say fuck you, Zaslav, anymore. He's like the least comically evil of these guys at this point.
Shocking. In September, I'm between... I want to say Clayface, but at the same time, Zach Krieger just made Weapons, and that screenplay killed. I'm really curious to see what he does with Resident Evil. So I'm gonna pick that one. And then in October, Iñárritu. I mean, he hasn't directed. I think this is his first movie since The Revenant, if I'm not mistaken.
It's been 10 years. 11, actually, I think.
12. 2014. I think maybe I'm wrong about that. I think he might have made one movie in the interim since The Revenant. Digger. It could be Tom Cruise finally winning his Oscar. I'm calling it right now. Right here. Iñárritu is a really great creative mind, and I am excited to see it. Yeah. Oh, we did do one.
Bardo.
He did one in the interim. Those are the three.
Look, can I go next too?
Yep, yes. Go for it. Yeah, go for it.
I'm really excited to see
Oh God.
Spa Weekend, and then Other Mommy, and Wildwood.
You know we're all excited for Other Mommy.
And Wildwood.
Wait, Wildwood is actually going to be a good movie.
That feels like two truths and a lie, honestly.
Why'd you say it like that?
Two lies and a truth.
I was going to say, that's two lies and a truth, bro. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Those three specifically, in that order.
Do you have one?
What are you actually
Looking forward to the Iñárritu movie. I don't know. I'm scared to say it. So, then Street Fighter, and
That
yeah, I think that's it. Like those
Street
two. Oh,
Fighter as well.
Shaun the Sheep. That also looks like it
Street
could be
Fighter
pretty
looks
good.
like such ass though, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna watch
You know
that
what?
anyway. Oh wait, the Coyote versus Acme, of course. What you yeah,
Yeah.
you mentioned that too,
It looks like Kung Fury with an
that's what I was gonna
IV.
say.
Yeah.
He 100% looks like Kung Fury, but they spent probably like $100 million, and Kung Fury probably spent what, like, was it like 750,000 maybe to make that first one?
Yeah.
And
Also,
that's the unreleased second Kung Fury. Release Kung Fury 2, you bastards.
any movie that stars fucking Andrew Schultz is immediately on the skeptical list for me. Fuck that guy.
I don't
All
know who
right.
wants to go next between me
James,
and Vince.
James, you wanna go and
I'll go
then
for it. I mean, I think we're all kind of mostly on the same page here, but I mean, I think out of all of those, if I had to pick one, it's probably Digger. I
sorry.
really like Inuyasha's stuff.
What'd you call me?
What?
What'd you call me?
Oh, because
You're
it's like
so
the N-word.
stupid.
That's really funny. You
Ruben, can you?
should not only expand on that more. You should keep making this joke like repeatedly. That's
Yeah. Ruben, go ahead and bleep out any
no,
time that James says
no,
digger. Also bleep out that use of the word digger and
no.
that one as well.
I'm telling you, no.
Please.
Aside, like, because aside from In Your Audio as well, it's like I really like Tom Cruise is like kind of like my Kanye, you know,
That's insane.
big controversial guy who's done a lot of like quite shitty things that I just like I don't know, man. It's the movies. I love him.
Movies.
Don't quote me on that. Yeah, I mean, mildly excited for like the Social Reckoning and the Last Airbender movie is something that I'm actually really excited for.
James, did you hear the news though? I'm not like joking here. They moved it to Paramount Plus. It's not coming out in theaters anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a real damn shame.
Real bloated a bread basket.
Yep. The new villains of the podcast, the Ellisons. Dot, dot.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Again, guys, 200 yards, not that far, especially
Oh
in
my
Minecraft.
goodness. In
Especially
Minecraft.
in
Yeah, Minecraft.
Minecraft.
What about with a
So
rifle,
I've given
though?
James. JQ.
But yeah, anyways, Legend of Aang and then Wildwood, obviously, really looking forward to
Yeah.
that. And
Like
Coyote
a
versus Acme, just on principle. Like, I'm not really that interested in any other universe. I would be thoroughly uninterested in Coyote versus Acme, but just on principle, I want to go see it now, you
Yeah.
know?
Totally fair.
I mean, we can pretty much move on because my everything, pretty much everything that you guys said, truly for me. I mean, again, if I had to pick one out of all of these, probably the same one as James, Digger, and then I think Wildwood, because Laika is always just a pleasure to watch. And then honestly, we didn't mention it, but maybe Clayface. I trust Mike Flanagan. I know he's not directing, but I do like Mike Flanagan. I think that could actually be. I think that could actually be like a sleeper hit of that little run right there. But yeah.
All right, now to November, December, which this will not be exhaustive because usually at film festivals, a bunch of other movies get added to the end of the year. But what's currently coming out? November 6th. Well, first off, remember the 5th of November 2026, because that's when V for Vendetta gets its re-release.
Is that the year that the movie takes place? Right.
I don't think so. You
And
can
take
look
no,
that up.
I'm wondering if it takes place. Okay, oh, yeah, continue, Ruben.
November 6th is Archangel, sorry. Dr. Seuss is the Cat in the Hat, which got delayed from February all the way to November. We'll see if it sticks there. Godzilla Minus Zero, the second installment of the Godzilla Minus One series.
Fucking
And I think
Asgard.
that awful looking Jimmy Stewart movie also comes out on November 6th. If you haven't seen the trailer, it's one of the most overacted things you'll ever see. The 13th of November sees Ty West's Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol, which I'm highly skeptical of out of principle because it stars Johnny Depp as Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh my. Like, fucking god
And then
damn
J.J.
it.
Abrams makes his return to directing after a what, like a 7 year absence at this point. He directs this sci-fi movie that no one knows anything about called The Great Beyond, which not knowing anything about J.J. Abrams' movie is nothing new, quite honestly.
Man, I can't believe we're getting two Steven
There's some other
Spielberg movies this year.
Oh man.
There's some other J.J. Abrams sci-fi movies I wish I knew nothing about.
Yeah.
The 20th of November sees the release of Hunger Games Sunrise, sorry, not Sunshine, Sunrise on
Shine
the
on the Reaping. Yeah. Oh, it's a great, it's a happy book. Y'all should read it. Y'all get a
which
laugh.
is based off Haymitch and the Quarter Quell, which you'll understand those words if you've actually seen any Hunger Games movies, and if not, just ignore
Can you
that.
please make this shit rated R? I'm begging you. These movies would have a
Jonathan,
much
it's not
stronger.
going to be.
They
Lionsgate
would.
needs.
These movies would have a much stronger impact if they were rated R. I'm telling you that right now. I am telling you that right now. Just based on how good The Long Walk was, I'm like, these movies need to be made
I mean, the
rated
thing
R.
is that their primary audience is teenagers, and you know what teenagers can't see?
I would not say it's teenagers. It's also people who were teenagers when the books were coming out. And guess how old they are now? Like
I said
25.
primary, not exclusive.
Okay, fair.
I don't think an R rating is going to stop teenagers from watching a movie like at this point.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Deadpool and
James.
Wolverine kind of proved that,
James, teenagers do
but.
fentanyl.
Oh my God, cut
You think,
that
guys, I know we spent the weekend huffing
out, bro.
paint. And that now we want to watch Sunrise on the Reaping, but the problem is that it's
Just
rated
not
R,
allowed,
so
isn't
we can't, we just not allowed to. So we're gonna have to go back to Home Depot and get
it?
more spray paint to huff.
Sounds like a Fox
If
News pundit. Kids these days, they're all on their paint fumes instead of reading the Bible.
yeah, these kids, yeah, you know what my generation did? They got out there and they got on the Epstein files. My God, not a single arrest this weekend, by the way. Not a single arrest.
Beautiful
Damn.
segue.
Don't know how to segue. Okay. So also coming I just
I
had
mean,
no
what was he
idea.
supposed to say to that? I don't blame
I just hit Ruben with the George Bush doesn't care about black people of this podcast.
don't know where to go from there. Also coming out is a movie about the production of Rocky, directed by Chris Farley, who directed Green Book and is one half of the directing duo of Dumb and Dumber. I Play Rocky is what the
Chris
movie.
Farley directed the Green Book and Dumb and Dumber. Are you
Yeah.
kidding?
I'm sorry, Peter Farley. Peter Farley.
Okay. I was gonna say, oh, Chris Farley's dead, isn't he? Buried.
No. Fairly. Yeah, I was saying it wrong.
No, James, not Barry Farley. Easy mistake. Easy
I thought
mistake.
I was saying it wrong.
Yes. All right. Going down to the 25th. Meet the Parents 4. Focker-in-law comes out.
Oh
You
my
said,
God.
why'd you say that with your whole chest?
Holy.
I hardly
Shit.
know
But James, shut up.
Which also includes Ariana Grande, by the way, in
Oh,
her
fucking.
first post Wicked role is in Meet the Parents 4.
What race is
Disney's
she playing this
latest.
time?
What'd he say?
What race is she playing this time?
I think Asian again.
Also coming out is this movie called Hexed by Disney. So an
No.
original Disney animation's coming out.
So that means it's either going to be really good or really bad.
As is tradition. On the 26th, you get Narnia in its IMAX release. I don't know if it's going to other theaters, but that's Greta Gerwig's latest. And on Prime Video, you get Nick Cage as Madden. In Madden, obviously. Then December 4th, Violent Night 2 with David Harbour. The 11th of December brings the closing of Dwayne Johnson, Kevin Hart, Jack Black, and Karen Gillan's Jumanji trilogy.
Still making these?
James, the rocks broke, James.
James, they made Moana live action. The Rock, and he didn't get nominated for the Smashing Machine. He is in dire straits, bro. The man is suffering.
On the 18th, this is probably going to change, but as of right now, December 18th is what they have termed online Doomsday, with Avengers Doomsday and Dune Part 3 coming out.
Can't wait to watch Dune Part 3 twice that weekend.
Same, dude.
It'll be great. It'll be great.
The 23rd sees the third Angry Birds movie, which
Let's
they're
go.
Still making this.
Why are there so many third movies this year? There are so many threes, bro.
Dude, that's so hype.
Finally, on the 25th, so another Christmas Day release, Robert Eggers comes out with Werewolf.
God,
let's
dude,
go.
This December, that ended, that end of the year this year is going to be a hard hitter, bro. Between
Angry Birds 3
and Jumanji 3.
Like, Jumanji 3. The stack.
Oh, yeah.
Stacked, bro.
So, obviously, my most anticipated is Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat with Bill Hader.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. I am so sick of seeing that commercial in theaters, dude.
Jonathan, you still got you got 8 more months. Power through, bro.
If I have to hear Apartment one more time, APT one more time,
I thought the fart joke would be the one that's killing you.
You've taken it too far. Are you saying too far? Shut the fuck up, Bill Hader. why are we in this movie?
That's a Bill Hader line?
No. I mean, yes, kind of, yes.
What happened to bro? That
he's still doing good stuff. It's just that he does shit every once in a while.
That would be.
Huh?
That's how it be.
That's just how it be. Ruben, what is actually your most anticipated this during this run here?
There's a wrong answer here, Ruben, by the way.
I'm probably going to give the wrong answer, but here we go. Actually, Godzilla Minus Zero.
Okay.
That's the right answer. Wow. That
respect.
Is...
respect.
But truthfully, it comes out on the 18th. It is Doomsday, probably.
Oh, my fucking
God. I am curious enough.
You are such... Ruben has a penchant for coming back to things that hurt him. Dallas Cowboys.
Kevin Feige is your abusive ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Ruben, you keep taking back.
You make good shit every once in a while. Wonder Man slapped.
Yeah, and he fucked Guardians 5 other men slapped. While he was dating you, Ruben.
But honestly, no. Balls in your ass is not a man that I want in the family.
Wait a minute. You know what? I take it back. It's Doom Part 3. It's Doom Part 3.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just because I want to see how Denny lands this ship. I want to see how he wraps up the story of Paul Atreides.
Also, can I just say real quick, I love him. I love him. One of my favorite bands of all time. Fuck the Beatles movies for taking Greg Frazier away from Dune Part 3, okay?
Well, no, so technically, the Batman Part 2 originally was supposed to film at the same time as Dune. So he picked Batman over Dune, and then Batman kept getting delayed. So then he didn't film that either. So then he filmed the Beatles movies instead.
I'm so fucking pissed.
So if you want to blame anyone, blame Matt Reeves.
But who's the DP on Dune Part 3? Because it's supposed to be someone pretty good.
It's Dune with La La Land. So still, yes. Yeah. So honestly, it still might look good. But man.
And they got someone good for the Batman Part 2. I think they got someone who's done a bunch of Fincher movies. I can't remember their name right now.
Oh shit, a Fincher cinematographer doing
Linus Sandgren is the guy who did, is doing Dune 3. Recently, he has done Wuthering Heights. So if you want to see some of his...
Fuck! Damn it! God fucking damn it!
He did Jay Kelly as well, which got no noms. But yeah, like Jonathan said, he's done La La Land, First Man, and Babylon. So all of Damien Chazelle's films. He also did, looks like The Nutcracker in the Four Realms.
Oh my fuck.
No Time to Die. I was getting to that.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous looking movie. Shit. Yeah. Also that movie. One of the best like action scenes I've seen in a Western movie.
Extremely underrated movie somehow. Yeah. Somehow the Bond movie is massively underrated. I never thought I'd say that.
It's because of the ending. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. You know what's been long enough? How they killed James Bond at the end of the movie.
Spoilers! Fuck you!
I haven't seen that.
Dude.
I will say, I think Spectre killed all momentum for any Spectre James Bond. Ass. Yeah, Spectre was not good.
That movie is not hated enough, actually.
Spectre's off. You know the only part of Spectre I remember? The first 10 minutes.
I remember the first 10 minutes and then, like, the explosion. That was the biggest explosion that they'd ever done.
It's not that impressive when you green screen on the actors.
Yeah,
it kind of takes away from the moment.
You know what else? How the fuck do you waste Christoph Waltz as Blofeld? How the fuck do you squander that?
It has one of the most wasted casts I have ever seen. Oh,
Batista's wasted as well.
Oh, it wastes so many people, like. Not a detour we needed to go on, but like,
I mean, we're at the end here. We can
since we're here. That movie wastes Christoph Waltz, Lea Seydoux, Ralph Fiennes, Monica Bellucci, Naomi Harris, Dave Bautista, and Andrew Scott.
Jesus, you're pissing me off, fucking Christ, you're man!
Pissing me off.
They did a horrible job.
Yeah. You know, man, they were really holding Daniel Craig captive with those Bond movies, especially after seeing like the last three Knives Out movies. I'm like, this is what Craig wants to be doing so clearly. Like, this is like his wheelhouse.
Spectre's production was so bad, Craig didn't want to come back to do Bond anymore.
Yeah.
The production was a mess too. It wasn't even the movie that came out like a mess.
Yeah.
Why did Sam Mendes come back? He clearly didn't want to do it. Like, he clearly is like, I did all I wanted to do with Bond and Skyfall.
Yeah.
Let's keep adding zeros. Okay. Yeah.
We're going to keep adding zeros.
007, baby.
He did make two phenomenal 007 movies, though. So you know what? I'll give him that.
Just one.
No, it's just one.
Did he not make No Time to Die?
No, that was Carrie Joy Fukunaga.
Okay.
The guy who did True Detective Season 1.
Oh, I hear that thing is goated, bro.
I am working my way through that right now.
How is it?
It's great so far. The other one I wanted to do a quick dive on. What do you guys think about Greta Gerwig doing Narnia as her next project post-Barbie? I've been skeptical the entire time. But
look, Greta Gerwig is one of my favorite directors working today. I don't know about her doing Narnia, man. I don't know.
Like, there's nothing about it that would like make me too skeptical, except for like the things she's actually been saying. Because I love Narnia, I love Greta Gerwig, and I think she could be capable of like changing her style to fit the source material a bit more. But I think she's gonna change the source material to fit her style, which might conceivably work out. But like, she had a quote where she's saying like it's about rock and roll, and like. No, it's not.
What about The Magician's Nephew is about rock and roll, Greta?
Yeah, like, point. It's like nothing. Like, normally I'm not one to like jump on quotes before things come out, and especially the internet has a habit of doing that on any time there's a female creative with anything. Yeah. So I'll be cautious, but like, what do you mean by that?
Can we get a deconstructed Christian to direct these Narnia movies? That's what I want to see. Get a dude that has just been through. Let me direct these movies.
I could do better than Greta Gerwig.
No, obviously not.
It's not just because he made a deconstruction of religion. Okay, maybe it's a big reason why. Rian Johnson doing a Narnia movie?
Ooh.
Shit. You know what? Fuck, dude, that might actually be...
But you see, every single, like, right-wing online incel chud would They would kill Rian Johnson if he touched Narnia.
Four hit
Like,
combo right there.
it's like he doesn't live long enough to finish filming that movie
You're gonna if he probably touches kill it. Greta for making Meryl Streep Aslan, which is what it sounds like she's doing, which I don't think that's confirmed, but
Why would she not be the White Witch?
The White Witch.
Emma McKay is the White Witch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the rumor is she gender swapped Aslan.
That's fine.
My fictional talking lion is a man.
Oh,
It's a
no.
man.
God is a man. God is a
Yeah.
man. Shut the fuck up, dude. God is not gendered. The thing, he's an entity. They're an
Got
entity.
him.
Fuck. All right. November, December. I
It's
said
the
Denver.
father. That's how we understand it. That is a
Yeah.
contextualization of something that you cannot understand. I'm sorry, we're continuing.
I know it's Meet the Parents 4 for all of you, but
Shut the
what's
fuck
your
up. Shut
what's
the
your most
fuck up. Am I right?
what's your guys' most anticipated here in
I
November,
mean,
December?
if I were to kick it off, I mean, there's it got so stacked by the end. There's quite a few that I'm like relatively interested. Like I have some interest in Godzilla Minus Zero and honestly the Hunger Games movie.
Yep.
Just because like everything that Suzanne Collins has made has just become like increasingly relevant, unfortunately, as time goes on. And she's
Yay.
like the anti J.K. Rowling in that regard of just like aging like wine instead of British milk, you know. I will say as well, Narnia, I want to see it. I'm not sure that I'm gonna like it, but I do want to see it, regardless of how it turns out. My close number two is probably Dune Part Three, because like I'm just have some slight worries about how it's gonna land it, but I think he can do it, and I love the second one so much that I think it's gonna be great. My number one for sure is Robert Eggers' Werewolf, because Robert Eggers is like one of my favorite directors working today. Everything he's made, I have loved. He just consistently knocks it out of the park. And yeah, I mean, werewolf movie, Robert Eggers.
Yeah.
It
When
sounds
my
amazing. It sounds amazing.
least favorite movie for a director is The Fucking Northman, you know, like that's insane. You know how many people wish The Northman was their worst, quote unquote, their worst movie?
Yeah.
It's still fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Come, like, get the, come on, man.
He's without a doubt like one of the best like quote unquote new directors of like
Yeah.
the newer batch. Like without a doubt one of the
Yeah.
best. He
I love
will surely become like one of the greats
Yeah. Three of my
in
favorite
hindsight.
modern direct three of my favorite modern directors are releasing within this period. Greta Gerwig, Denis Villeneuve, and then Robert Eggers. So I'm gonna be happy. I'm gonna be happy regardless.
Out of all of those, or which one's your number one out of those?
Come on, Ruben. It's Dune. It's Dune Part Three.
Yeah, you love the Messiah
I
story.
love those books. Dune Messiah. Oh my God. I'm so excited to see the public's reaction to Dune Messiah. When that book first came out, people were pissed. And I cannot wait to see that happen. This, I'm telling you.
If at least 30% of people who watch Dune Part 3 aren't pissed, I'm going to consider it partially a failure, or they
Yeah, no,
sanitized it too much.
this movie should upset people.
Yeah.
This movie should upset people. Yeah, but Dune Part 3, all the way. That's gonna be my, that's probably, if we're being honest, probably most anticipated in the year.
No. You're
I
jumping the
know, I
gun.
know, I know I'm jumping the gun.
That's the
And
last
then,
question.
yeah, and then Werewolf for sure. Like as James said, Nosferatu has got okay, regardless of everything else that Eggers has done, Nosferatu and then The Witch, both of those let me know that a werewolf movie by Robert Eggers is about to go so fucking hard. Like, are you kidding me? This shit is about to bang.
All right,
Anyway.
Jacob.
I would say yeah, Dune Part Three. I am excited to see like the ending of the trilogy, I guess. I don't know if they're gonna continue making more. Hopefully.
I think they gotta stop after Messiah.
Yeah.
Like on a movie, on like an adaptation, from an adaptation standpoint, Messiah is the stopping point, I would say.
But
Yeah.
they do an HBO series of Children of Dune.
I'll
Who
watch it, I
knows?
guess. Twist
Twist my arm.
my arm. Okay, twist my arm. I'll watch it.
Yeah, that's probably the only one I'm excited for here. I mean, the Hunger Games one seems pretty
Not even
interesting too.
Werewolf?
Werewolf.
Your top
Oh,
movie was Nosferatu back
Nosferatu.
in
That's the director of
2024.
Nosferatu,
Same
Jake.
guy. Oh, okay. Yeah. That, I mean, that could be good too. So we'll see, you know.
All right, most anticipated of the whole year. I will go first. It is for me between Project Hail Mary and the new Spider-Man Brand New Day. I am really excited about the new Spider-Man movie. Destin killed it with Shang-Chi. I know the action is gonna slap, maybe the best we've ever seen in a live action Spider-Man movie. I'm gonna throw it out there. That's entirely
Yeah.
possible. They were
I
doing
honestly,
practical swinging on set, so but Project Hail Mary, yeah.
oh, I was gonna say after who directed it? After John Watts was like, we just can't do practical swinging. He was like, oh, really? Oh, really? Is that what you think? Is that what you believe?
I feel like John Watts, No Way Home was my favorite of the trilogy, but as a director and artistically, you could feel he was going through the motions by the end there. Like
Yeah.
he was just
It's
filming the
like
script.
he's one of those directors that like you can tell, like I think in all three of those movies, especially the last two, like he had moments where he just like completely locked in
Yeah.
and like you can see like so much talent. But then at other moments it's just like you're saying, very
Yeah.
motions heavy, I guess. Like it's like the apartment scene in No Way Home is probably one of the best directed
Yep.
things in the MCU. Like not even in the phase, not even in a Spider-Man movie, like in the MCU
That
probably.
is, I think, one of the
Like,
best interpretations of Spider-Sense in any Spider-Man media,
yeah.
honestly, if we're being 100% honest.
But he was the most passionate with Homecoming. Like all the stuff he was doing in Homecoming was insane.
Yeah.
Especially this like the scenes with Michael Keaton and like
Yeah.
Tom Holland, like them together. But even Michael Keaton by himself was just going off in that movie. Too bad
Yeah.
he's in the Morbius universe now.
That's not canonical. That's not canonical.
Yeah, but Spider-Man's
I can't
really
wait for them
close.
to explore that further, you know, like
They're not
whenever they make
making
another movie, for sure,
it. They're
totally.
done. They're done with those
Morbius.
movies.
Wait, I didn't see Morbius 2 on here. Right? Let me check.
Yeah.
I gotta check again.
Guys, Sony, please release more, re-release Morbius one more time. We were all busy that weekend. I promise this is the time. This is the one. This is
We'll actually
the
go.
win. We'll go the same.
No, but like I said earlier, Project Hail Mary is my clear number one. Spider-Man's like a close 1B, number two. But Project Hail Mary has the directors, has the writing team, both in the source material and the screenplay, because I really love The Martian, and I love Drew Goddard's work. Ryan Gosling's been killing it lately, and I think this one's going to be emotional. I think it has great effects, it looks like. And I would not be shocked if this is like in my top three next year after it's all said and done. So yeah, that's mine. Project Hail Mary.
Ryan's probably one of my favorite actors working today, honestly. I think maybe only Christian Bale I would put above him. Like I like male actors, I should say.
Whoever wants to jump in, most anticipated movie of the entire year, because
I
we're
can go
wrapping up
next.
here.
I'll go
Yeah.
next. It's on, I mean, Doom Part 3, for me. That's probably far and away the one that I'm looking forward to the most. There are a lot of really, really good movies coming out this year, though.
Yeah.
I'm almost gonna have to make like a top 10 list of anticipated, I think. Because I mean, just that December, Dune and Werewolf, phenomenal.
And Doomsday.
And shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
And then I really want just Inuyasha too. It's been too long. It's been too long. I'm excited for that one as well. I would say probably Digger would be a close third when it comes to like movies that are coming out of what I'm excited for this year. So yeah.
right, whichever James or Jacob, I
yeah,
don't know.
I'll go. The Spider-Man movie, definitely. I'm gonna do like top three, so most
Yeah, go
anticipated.
for it.
Spider-Man's probably number one. Number two would be The Odyssey, Chris Nolan. I feel like every time he makes a movie, it's usually good. So I'm really banking on that. You know, Chris Nolan usually makes the best movie of every year, besides Tenet. I will say I don't like Tenet. I did not like Tenet, but you
Was
know,
not a fan. Cool effect.
no,
Cool effects. Cool
yeah.
effects.
Tenet
I love
in
the
a theater
actors, but
after
yeah.
7 months out of the theater slaps. I'm sorry. That's
Okay.
just
That's
Yeah, but if you haven't had sex in like 10 years and you put your dick in a Pringles can,
the last movie, the last movie I'm excited for is Inuyasha's movie. I will say, like, Digger seems like a
Digger.
pretty fun, yeah.
All right, for me, like, tied for third place, in no particular order, I've got The Odyssey, the Spider-Man movie, and Digger. I'm excited for all of those. I'll go see all of those. Would like to know more about all of them before I can, like, get too excited, you know? Like, they all look great. So, yeah, I'm excited to see all of those. My number two is definitely Dune Part 3. Like, I'm really excited for that. That looks good. I love Denis. The other movies, especially the last one, were so good. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I mean, yeah, my number one is Werewolf. I love Robert Eggers so much. He just knocks it out of the park every time.
He's
Don't have
great.
much to say that I wouldn't be repeating myself earlier, but I mean, yeah, I can't wait for that one. I'm always on board with Robert Eggers. He can do no wrong as far as I'm concerned.
I honestly, I might just watch all like his, what is it? Is it five? No, yeah, four movies. I might watch his four other movies in preparation for Werewolf, just because I really want to rewatch The Witch and Lighthouse really bad. It's been too long since I've seen
The Lighthouse
those.
Is like his masterpiece, if you ask me. It's like a perfect movie. It's like not just functionally perfect, like actually perfect.
When
It's a
is
masterpiece.
when is Willem gonna get a fucking nomination, man?
I don't think he does. If he does it for this, for The Lighthouse, it's not happening.
It upsets me that man's like standing legacy, no matter how much amazing work he's done, is going to be the Green Goblin, which again, not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
Like, quite honestly, low key, some of his strongest work.
So you know what year, hold on, I'm going to pull this up. The year he should have won, where like it was clear that he was the best like performance that year, was the Florida Project year when he was up for supporting actor in that. Like he should have won
for The Lighthouse, and he wasn't even nominated.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that movie just got shut out in general.
Yeah.
He did.
The worst thing was that it did get a nomination, which is almost more insulting because it proved the Academy watched it.
It's like the guys last year who were like, oh, we can't give Ralph Fiennes another Oscar. I'm still not over that. Yeah. I am still not over, I'm never going to be over that. There's nothing that anybody in the Academy can do or say to make me forgive them for giving that Oscar to fucking, what's his name? The dude from The Pianist, Brutalist.
Adrian Brody.
He's a great actor, great actor. I'm not hating on his craft. I just don't like him.
if you get your career break working for Roman
Polanski,
that tells me a lot about you, you know?
Yeah.
To wrap up the podcast, well, first off, James, thank you. I appreciate you being here. You can come back anytime, but we know that you're not going to come back till next, like, January or February. So why to the audience? But
to the audience, I get less invites to the podcast than that sentence makes you think.
Okay, yeah, but listen, it's because James is always like in an undisclosed location, hiding from Mossad. Okay, so like we never know how to contact him. Okay,
but what we're gonna wrap the podcast up with? James has had sunglasses on, like. Obviously throughout this, like, it's been a visual gag, so that's one thing. But the background he has is a picture of his trip he took with Jonathan to Europe. That's going to be the thumbnail of this podcast. Well, you're going to be able to see it.
Why would you make that the thumbnail?
I'm going to have James send that to me. But Jonathan, to wrap up the podcast, please tell the story of your encounter with Mario in Europe.
Oh my God.
Okay, guys. Well, shout out. First of all, Mario, Mario Galaxy movie's coming out next month. Benny Safdie is playing Bowser Jr. His brother got nominated for Best Director, Best Picture. And he's playing Bowser Jr. So good job, Benny. Benny, keep killing it. James and I had a Europe trip. Man, I guess 4 years ago at this point. almost 4 years ago.
Three and a half, yeah.
During like the last leg, we were in Spain. I think this was in Madrid specifically. We were like in this square, and it was a bunch of beautiful buildings, and we were taking photos. James, I took some photos of James. James took some photos of me.
Important as, context: it was like quite literally hot as hell outside.
Oh yeah, it was steaming, dude. It was so hot. So as James is taking pictures of me, there are a series of pictures that he takes. And James, you can send all of them to Ruben, honestly, because I think they're funny. You can see this dude dressed like Mario slowly approaching me from behind in almost like a stop motion-esque film. And then he's all of a sudden behind me and he's like, ah, let's go. Like, you'll see the picture. He's wearing like a Mario head. And he's saying all of this in Spanish, but for the purposes of translation, you know, we'll translate it to English. But he's like, Yahoo, I'm in a Mario. And I was like, yeah, dude, okay. And he just imposes himself upon us to take photos. And at the end, he's like, so, could I get us some money? could I get paid? You know, I was like, why? Dude, you encroached upon our photo. Like, we didn't ask you to show up. He's like, ah, oh, come on, go on the coins. Come on. And we're like, no, dude. And after we tell him no, like, three times, he removes the Mario mask. And it's like this. It's like this he's a man of my complexion. He's like a brown Latino or like brown Hispanic. And he goes from being like, I'm a Mario, to being like, listen, man. Life is not easy right now. Anything helps. And I'm like, dude, I'm not giving you money. He's like, please. And I was like, no, dude. He's like, okay. And he puts the head back on. He's like, Mario. And he wants to. Like he just went right back to business. I don't like he tried to appeal to our human empathy, and it failed miserably.
Big mistake.
Because I almost laughed in his face, because to me there was no comedy funnier than somebody having like an over the top accent and then that accent just dropping. But yeah, shout out James, shout out Spain, and shout out Mario. I cannot believe we met Charles Martinet. I can't believe that he was a Hispanic man. But
<yeah. laughs> Jonathan, thank you for indulging me in telling that story. All right, guys, we will be back for Wuthering Heights, baby.
Oh my fucking god, I'm not watching that shit. I am not watching another Emerald Fennel movie in theaters. I refuse.
Bye. Jonathan will watch it.
Fuck!